The UNMISS base is currently sheltering a total of 40,115 civilians. 30,085 of them are on the UNMISS base proper, and 10,030 are on the protection of civilian site within the compound. This is according to the latest headcount, which has been conducted during the general food distribution on the site on the 27th of February. Also, approximately 5,000 civilians fled to Malakal town, also according to a headcount conducted during a general food distribution in the town on the 28th and 29th of February. UNMISS has regularly met with the Peace and Security Council of the displaced persons leadership in the Malakal protection of civilian sites to garner their perspectives, needs and intention. While UNMISS has reiterated its commitment to protect civilians, the Peace and Security Councils of the displaced person of Malakal was also briefed on the set of actions taken to further strengthen the security measures in place in the POC site. The new security plan, the details of which I will not disclose for obvious security reasons, has been adopted by the Peace and Security Councils of the displaced person of Malakal protection of civilian sites, while the Peace and Security Council indicated its readiness to relocate, to move back to their initial dwellings and shelter as soon as humanly practical. You may recall that a lot of the compound has been burned down and looted. There has been food distribution in the protection of civilian sites, but UNMISS and humanitarian partners have continued to respond to issues of water, health and sanitation, a major issue, especially with the upcoming rainy seasons, stagnant water, and the possibility of waterborne diseases, the worst of one of disease being the cholera. The United Nations Mine Action Service, UNMASS, has been on the ground and has just declared the destroyed site as free of landmines and unexploded ordnance. Partners and humanitarian stakeholders are now clearing debris and planning an assessment regarding the shelters that have been destroyed by the fire and the rebuilding of the shelters. Between 18 and 26 of February, UNMISS has also engaged with civilian and military authorities in Malakal about the civilian access to Wau Shiluk.